Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to a pretty sweet tease where apparently the tease is that you can get pretty or sweet because life's curveballs have separated us the last few weeks. And this week you are getting a little bit of pretty. So I am Pretty Bird. Cece is not with us today. Hopefully we might get lucky and she might call in, but you got stuck with me. So that is where the trip falls today. And with us, we have Rock and Tour. Hello, hello.
I don't feel stuck at all. Hey there, Pretty Bird.
Hey, you're breaking up a little bit because Blog Talk is not my friend. But, hey, I can hear you, so I am not complaining. So, so this is a pretty sweet tease, and I apologize for my voice. I am half dead, but I am doing well, so I am here. I might cough a lot. I am in the middle of my unfortunate about with COVID, attached to oxygen for the next 2 months, and whew, it's going to be a time. But so far, good. I am not complaining. And so this is our rated R show. We talk sex here. We say fuck here. If this offends you, we have a plethora of other programming on the Team of Voices Blog Talk channel. Feel free to peruse them all. There is something for everybody. So if this ain't your cup of tea, that is okay. However, for all of my sexy grown-ups out there who want to talk about this week's topic, which is all things that make you all a quiver, well, stay where you are. And call in. The number is 646-668-2837. The link is on the board in our little naughty room if you want to listen in. And join the fun. So I'm going to be hacking away because you ain't sexy unless you're COVID sexy. So here you go. And so, Rack. I think I'm normal until everybody tells me I am not. Oh, I suppose I should say that our opening song was Rihanna's Love on the Brain, and it was written 6 years ago now. It was her 30th top 10 hit, which tied her with Madonna and the Beatles. It only made it to number 5 here in the U.S., number 1 somewhere in Europe, who the heck knows. But that song is just liquid lava. It's awesome. I was torn with it, but... you know, love on the brain kind of does things to you. And that alone could make you quiver. So I'm going to be running out of air because I am on oxygen. So sometimes my long-winded self doesn't want to shut up. And I might cough up a lung, but you can't see it, so it's all right. So, like I said, things all a quiver. And I love that word, quiver. I mean, I like tremble. I like vibration. Other vibrating things. So I figured I'd be safe and leave it at quiver. But I kind of really like the idea of the arrow of my glasses, because I'm half blind, have this stupid thing on them. It's clickety clackety everywhere, so I apologize. Of where you put the arrows when you're shooting a bow, and the arrows that are in them are also a quiver. And there's something about Cupid and that whole, you know, thing of love and that arrow in the heart. And, you know, you have no control. You know, that love on the brain kind of messes you up a little bit.
A little bit.
It takes all your sense, the piece that it is. Mm-hmm. And the stronger the pull, the less sense you have. It's the worst drug on the planet, you know?
Yeah.
Whew, which I think it's the only drug that people don't mind that, you know, the incessant pain. Love, damn it. But when you look across the room at somebody, and for me, it's always better if that somebody is somebody you know. You know, I mean, there's something to be said for all the new shit, but when it is somebody who knows you intimately, I have to take these things off. Give me 1 second. Because I have granny glasses in that I have them attached to a little beaded chain simply because I lose them everywhere. I took them off. I'll probably get them on my face and look for them halfway through the show. And so when somebody knows you intimately, when somebody knows you well enough to know all of your little subtleties, and they give you that look from across the room, and not a room full of people, let me give you a hint of what I'm talking about. Cub Scouts circa 2010. All right. So now that we're back in Retroville, they had this little, my oldest son had this little Cub Scout banquet. It's like a bunch of little elementary school kids and their parents. This three-year-old girl, a daughter of a friend of mine, absolutely in love with my husband. Absolutely in love with my little black girl. It was the cutest thinking thing. What caught me off guard and what I thought was the best thing ever, is that he was sitting there with me and all of my children, but she came to gather him, took him by the hand, he went with her, took his little plate, and she just claimed him the whole gosh darn night. And it was so stinking cute. So he's across through this big old room with this little girl, and he's like feeding her cake because she didn't want to touch it because she was in a dress and, you know, little Kristen. And I absolutely will never forget that he turned around and he's looking at me with this look on his face that was so highly inappropriate and so wonderfully amazing. Because I'm sitting there watching, because I don't have any girls. So I'm sitting here watching him just full on mush ball over this little itty bitty little tiny little blonde girl that is just absolutely in love with him. And then out of his eye, I'm just like, come on, then look at night. Because it was just, you know, those little things like that make you fall in love with somebody over again.
Yep.
They're always a little heightened. They always come with these unexpected, you know. So sexy is as sexy does, and it doesn't have to be anything primal or animal, though that would be my favorite. It's just all of these little things that they look at you, and your heart just goes, or you start to shake. I was in an elevator one time. Whew, let me tell you what, it was so embarrassing. Because I'm in the elevator with somebody that I knew, but we had just met. And we went to go hang out. And he gets in this elevator. And I shit you not, my entire body shakes. Just shake, shake, shake. And I didn't even notice. Didn't even notice. Or I didn't notice that it was a thing. I thought it was just my own sense of things. Until in this crowded elevator, he leans in and whispers in my ear. He's like, "You okay?" And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "You're shaking." And I was like, "Oh, I'm fine. It's all right." You don't notice, you know? Some people just got it going on that way. You know, you react to somebody's aura, and it's a magical. I kind of love that. But my favorite.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I talk a lot. My favorite of all trembles is the one that comes right before the touch. When I don't care if your clothes are on, I don't care if your clothes are off, I don't care if you're in public or private, but when you are a hair's breadth away from a kiss, when you are meeting for the first time, somebody touches your hand and it's inching closer, and there's a little bit of trepidation. You drop something and they bend over to pick it up, and when they go to stand up, they're way too sticking close, but still not close enough. Make you catch your breath and make your hair stand on end and make you tremble in a way that your body betrays you outright. You can't hide that. You can't pretend that you don't want things that you mentally may not want, but your body says, "Oh, yes." I absolutely love those unexpected moments. Because they seriously catch your brain and they stop you from thinking because it's unexpected. I have never once in my entire life expected any time I trembled. How about you?
I'm sorry, expected any time you what?
Trembled? Never have I expected, that reaction. It just happens. Before you answer, we have caller. Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Well, hello there. How you doing tonight?
Wayne Gent.
I am good. I
haven't seen you for a week or two.
Yeah.
That's great. You sound great. Got me quivering.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about it, Wayne.
And let's say hello. Let's say hello, Mr. A.P. Taylor. Hey, A.P., how you doing?
Hey,
look, I've been on the radio ever all weekend. Every minute you turn around, I'm there. It's crazy.
You're a regular.
But that's a good thing.
That's the beauty of the radio.
I'm in a room full of men, so I'm having a great time. I don't know how it sounds to you, but everybody's a little crackly because apparently Blog Talk kind of hates me a little bit. But I can hear you guys well enough. I just don't know if you can hear me or if it's as crackly to you guys as it is to me. And I apologize for my voice. You're lucky I'm
breathing.
It's been a time. So today it's all about quivering. And I had just posed the question because I realized that a time where I was made to tremble, that I expected to quiver at all. So have any of you in those moments before, during, after, in those little surprise moments where your body just starts to tremble in anticipation, have you guys ever expected it or does it catch you by surprise?
I think it's a skill to make somebody else tremble. I think it's a skill. And quiver, I think it's a skill. And if you can do it, it's really quite exciting, it's to be encouraged.
Oh, absolutely. But when it happens to you, when you are made to tremble, do you expect it, or does it just catch you off guard and like make you ravenous?
It depends on the skill of the other person. Pretty Bird, if they're skillful, it can catch you completely off guard, and that's the best type.
Ah, that's awesome. That is. I am right there with you. And what's funny is, it's those little surprise moments that I find to be the most exciting, the most arousing, the most maybe they make for the best night. But if somebody's trying too hard, like they think they're super sexy, they can actually be really sexy. But when they go that extra mile and try this a little bit too hard, it has like the opposite effect. And I find it so annoying. I'm like, just stop talking. We're fine. I'll do the work. Okay. You know? It's like... do you have to read and run, Aiden?
Unfortunately, I do, Pretty Bird. But I thought I would check in and at least say hello and at least give you a poem. If nothing else.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. Go ahead and pop your piece up on the board, and we will get right to the good stuff.
I will. And
make sure you put it in an audience.
Let's see how I go. I think I've put it in the right place. Can everybody see it?
I see nothing.
You're asking
yep.
Okay. Got it. No, this is called Longbow.
I mean,
only brevity. Let's see how we go. Here we go. It goes a little bit like this. The best archers wielded a longbow while they shot only the finest arrow. They knew their practice would show their artistry and points afar off narrow. So joined battle with a beautiful flow, were quick to target wistful or sallow. Fingers, sallies, picked off targets so... Once flesh firm, turned quickly mellow. The shiver of resistance soon throw, with quiver of arrows towards prow. Once any resistance is left in a scrow, remains lies so upon advantage plough. End poem.
Oh, how I have missed your sexy AP. You know? I am absolutely loving it. First of all, I'm loving your title because, yes, please. And I love that you use the quiver of arrows because I was just talking about that to Rack. There's just something about that whole Cupid and you know, not being able to just a little be loved on or fallen in love, whether you want to or not, in this shift resistance. Road, the quiver of arrows towards prow. Once any resistance is left, the escrow remains alive, so upon advantage plow. You know what? That's the way you do it there, bud. That's awesome. That is sexy. That is, they don't stand a chance. That is
What about Bowman of old, Pretty Bird, obviously. It's just talking about guys shooting arrows in warfare, clearly.
Oh, well, clearly. I love that there is this skill that you had mentioned earlier, that there is only so much someone can resist, and if you have a hint of a clue, that little veil is soon pierced with that longbow, and it is quite a night. So, Raconteur, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm all nerdy about it. I love that he mentioned longbow specifically, because that brings the science into it of how, you know, the length of the bow adds to the tension and the distance that you could shoot an arrow. So, you know, that's an aspect of it that's an aspect of it that you know, it brought me back to. I mean, he didn't mention it at all, but you know, in the story of he got lost at sea, and then he came back, and the challenge his wife gave the suitors that were trying to take over was to see, they had to string his bow, and he was the only one that could string the bow. That's a great story. That also had to do with, I think, the wood that the bow itself was made of, but you know, not only the length of the bow. The science behind that is really amazing. You know, where you can take, you know, the same materials and build, you know, something slightly different, and the performance varies wildly. I loved the flow in the poem and the idea of, you know.
I can attest to that.
I don't know. How many people have successfully put their arrows in your quiver, but I enjoyed the poem very much. I like the story. I like the science that you added into it as well. I mean, it's always interesting to listen to something that has its firmament based in something factual.
Thank you, Rick.
There you go. And there's about 5 second lag on my end of the phone. So when I talk all over everybody, it is not on purpose. It's just, it takes a minute to get the call. And Wayne, what are your thoughts on AP's poem?
Well, I think this is a lovely poem. It's a little, I can see the sensuality in it. And I saw a spot where you could have rhymed and used the word swallow. But I started to close my eyes and think, but then you were too classy for that. So I didn't use that word. I didn't just got past that. But I've hit the target many times with my arrow. And sadly to say, I haven't used the longbow much, but I hear there's a surgery where I can use larger arrows. I may get look into that. Great point. Great job with this poem.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
I have missed you, Wayne. That's awesome. And let's say hello to Lady A. Hello.
Lady A. There we get down.
How are you?
Did you get a chance to listen or read or read AP poem?
I've been waiting online, but I drifted off, so I didn't really hear it all, read it, and give you a comment afterwards. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. To Wayne's point, though, Pretty Book, William Shakespeare said, and I quote, "The true hope is swift and flies with swallows' wings." Think about that for a tick.
He could use swallow too.
Could have. That's what I'm saying, man.
Shakespeare was a dirty old man. You know that, right?
I know that. You know, that's why I quote him regularly. But anyway, putting that to one side. Pretty Bird, I'm going to leave you to shiver and tither and hither and wither and quiver your way through the evening here. And it just goes to show I should have used that instead of the O's. Should have gone with the quiver. Anyway, doesn't matter. That's for next time.
Well,
thank you, and we'll talk soon.
You are awesome.
Watch
thank you for joining us and bringing that beautiful piece. I will see you next time, AP. Thank you. I know.
Thanks for watching. See you later, everybody.
Yeah, I have,
have fun.
Bye, AP.
Bye.
Good night. I have had scholars quote Shakespeare.
Bye,
beautiful, beautiful words that he uses. But Old English and Modern English are not the same. And I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. That is not a garden. That's a vagina. He's a 30-year-old man. And they're like, oh, my God, for me.
Look at Chaucer's Old English and the Miller's Wife. Chaucer. You want a lesson in Old English? Read the Miller's Wife.
Oh, do you hear that echo?
Yes.
Anybody?
I think that has to.
Okay,
do with
that
volume.
Is awful. I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything either.
Oh,
it tends to
I'm
happen
talking.
When you get
Kicking
louder,
my ass
right?
That's crazy. So
yeah.
Today is all things Quiver, Lady A. We were talking about whether or not you see it coming, you know? Like, or does the tremble catch you off guard when it happens? Like, you're in a situation, whether you're talking to somebody, whether they're leaning in close, whatever it is that gets your body all wrapped up. Do you ever see it coming, or does it catch you off guard?
I think when you rub shoulders with someone or you meet someone, I think that there is either an automatic attraction of some kind, and therefore you can envision getting the quivers, or you get them just by looking at that person. So I think it's very possible to have that happen to you. And it may not go anywhere, but I think it certainly can happen for sure. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But does it catch you off guard, or do you, like, is there some hint of it before you start to shake, before it hits
you?
Well,
I think it depends on what your situation is. For example, if you're married and you're happily married, you're not going to allow those kinds of things to come into your life to destroy or disturb your marriage. But if you're not happy and
there's a difference between desire and a physical response. You know, it's not that you do anything or act on it or do anything like that, but sometimes just standing next to someone and they turn around and look at you, all right then. But that absolutely doesn't mean you have to go and be like, well, if you can do that, then look, what else you got, you know? Because, you know, not everything is made to play out that way, unfortunately. But let me tell you what. If I have ever been on a date and they go to hold my hand or they go to whatever, and never at any point does it elicit a physical response. Never at any point is that person going to. Because I've never been one to see any purpose in letting any part of anybody enter any part of me if it ain't going to enter every part of me. So, but there's just nothing there. And you know when somebody touches you, you know? You know if your body responds, you know? And it doesn't matter if they're the greatest person, if they're the hottest thing on the planet. Sometimes you just don't connect in that primal way. And that's probably one of the best relationships I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with how they look or anything. I am very much a sapiosexual. Brain is the biggest turn on. Smartest man I've ever known. I tell you what, there is nothing he could have done that could assuage my desire. I mean, he could have probably stood there and belted the alphabet in public, and I wouldn't have given a crap because he was just so stinking smart. It was too much.
Where'd you pick this nose?
Thank goodness he was that guy. But, oh, God. You know, I'm just glad that I was not faced with that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, Wayne, tell me what sets you all aquiver. What is it about a woman in particular, or women in general, that just makes you feel that rush of blood, makes your hair stand on end? Is it the anticipation?
Boobs.
Is it
boobs.
The possibility? Oh. Is it the fact?
I'm just joking. Yeah, I like girls. I like girls that got a smile and they got a sense of humor. That gets me pretty excited off the bat. And then after that, it's just anything that happens. But I like girls. Girls got to be happy and she's got to be smiling and she's got to have a little sense of humor because I like to say silly things. If you haven't noticed.
Huh. All right, you're killing me, Wayne. Here's the thing. I have COVID. I was in the hospital for almost a week. I've been out for a week and a half. I'll be on oxygen for 6 months. I'm half dead. Don't make me laugh because I'm coughing up lungs. It ain't pretty. It's not COVID.
That ain't funny. I'm sorry. God, I hate to hear COVID, man.
He can't help how he looks.
I'll try not to say nothing funny the rest of the night.
Oh, you can't change it. Well, I love you. That's how you are. It's all right. I shall survive the funny. It is okay.
Okay. I'll make it funny then.
That's not as usual.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as usual sultriness.
You need to hear my poem then.
All right. So, Wayne, I need to hear your poem. I need the routine from the fact that I'm to an oxygen-making machine, which is interesting because I'm not on the canister. They have this little machine that sucks it out of the air and shoves it up my nose, so it never stops.
Wow.
So put your poem up on the board, Wayne.
Okay, I put it in the topic board. Let me go get it. Let me get it here. I'll put it real quick here.
There's a good pressure. My
there it is, right there. I got it put up there.
Hold on a second.
There it is. I got to put it on the board.
I don't know what you're thinking about. There it is. Perfect. Thank you, Wayne. Go ahead and start reading whatever you write.
Okay. Hey, I call this I Hate the Quiver. It goes like this. Feeling frisky on a cold Saturday night. Was thinking about picking up a lady. I might. Slick my hair back, splash cologne out the door. Want to see a loose lady? We take a whore. Stopped by Betty's bar to kill a couple shots. Bartender Bob took a whip and said, "You got the hots." Asked Bob, "Where does the man go to score?" Shook his head and said, "He didn't do that anymore." Then I saw his new bride, Betty. She looked upset. I smiled and said, "If I find two, I'll come get you. You can bet." Then Betty gave me the finger. I don't know what for. I winked at Bob and Betty. I was just ignore. At the next bar, the alcohol had taken a hold. I saw a lady by herself. Didn't look that old. Asked if I could buy her a drink, and she nodded yes. I knew right then I landed one, or I'd guess. She said her name was Terry, and she was kind of tall. She had big breasts, and that's about all I saw. Got her a drink, said thanks, and kissed my face. I got a little quiver, and I said, "Let's go to my place." When we arrived, I could tell she was a giver. She pulled off her blouse, and I started to shiver. I smiled and said, "You are one of the best. Would you mind if I slapped your breast?" She said, "I don't mind a bit. That's what I got them for." I asked if she didn't mind me locking the door. My place started heating up. I thought I had a fever. She was kissing and dancing like she was Quicksilver. As the slow music played, she loosened her skirt. While acting cool, I unbuttoned my shirt. She turned around, and I thought this must be a trick. I started to quiver. She had a 9-inch dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to do it that way next time.
Laughing now.
Oh my goodness, it's slapping titties.
What's his metaphor?
That's what he got him. That's what he got him for. That's what he got him for.
I hacked up along. Lady A, please tell me what you think of my phone.
Oh, well, it was very Wayne. It was very Wayne-ish. And he had twisted humor in there, along with the twisted sister breasts and things and slaps and whatnot. I thought that was very saucy. And this was really a classic form of Wayne. And, yes, it was very funny.
Hope I don't remember for that. Thank you very much, Lady A. I enjoyed it.
Oh,
I finished it a while ago,
saucy.
About 10 minutes ago. I finished it. That's the first time I read it.
That's a bad word. Wayne is saucy. Oh, no, I so needed to laugh. I so needed to laugh. That was hysterical. Track and tour. What do you think about that? I just can't get over that. I am more with the titty slapping than I am with Leslie and results of the crying game. But what are your thoughts, Track?
Yeah, Wayne. When you said that's what I got him for, I knew that's where you're going with this. I still appreciate it, nonetheless, you know. And yep. your ability to quickly assess the situation at 9 inches, just at a glance, is very impressive.
Well, you know, you just multiply times two.
It could be he was a grower. He might have been a grower. It could have even gotten bigger. You make him bigger.
You make me laugh.
Stop,
pretty good you make me laugh.
Taking a turn to the left. Because you're like, well, maybe it's a grower. So scientifically speaking, the longer it passes, the shorter it grows. The shorter it passes, the more you have to look forward to. Because God forbid it took a monstrosity that doubles the size. If it's just that big when he whips it out, I cannot eat it. Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Remember, we was dancing for a while.
Oh, I can feel nothing growing. You can stop, Wayne.
Yeah, you see what I said? I hate the quiver. I hate the quiver.
I'm saying that's a slapping thing.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Apparently, this is a zero shit Sunday because it is all out there tonight. Oh my God, I absolutely needed this. This is so stinking funny. I'm dying. Okay.
I've checked it. Don't want to connect no more.
It is. There is no surprise ending. There is no giant horses. There's no feeling very under par at the moment. There's no fun stuff in my poem, damn it.
Jockeys.
Put it up. It's the time to read it. Yeah. This is so funny. I have not laughed. Because I can physically, I'm surprised I'm not hacking the wall. This is like the first time I collapse at all. Like even earlier today, I laughed for 2 seconds. I coughed for 20 minutes. It was horrible. But
oh, no, don't cough.
This is awesome. Okay, this is called piloerection. And for those who don't know, it's just goosebumps, but it's when your hair stands on end. So, I got to have a little bit of erection in there. It's sexy Sunday, so. I ain't going to do it with my COVID having ass, so I had to find it somewhere. There it is. And it ain't going to be sexy because I can hardly talk, but maybe I'll do it again some other time. Okay. The breath vibrates over reed and bended notes, riding smoky air, smoldering, lingering through incoherent thoughts that belie what cannot be buried in pretense.
A glance turns embers, turns wildfire, with nary a touch to fellow the blaze, and upturned lips and that knowing, plump skin with impending and passion turpitude. In the warmth of passion, desire before skin lays upon skin, blood rushes to surface awash in need, in the greed of primed primal flesh. Electricity bridges the space between perhaps and right now, damn it, trembling out of hunger and wanton ravenous waves where perspiration meets piloerection and time bakes the bottom of a breath that vibrates over reed in bended notes writing smoky air, smoldering, lingering through incoherent thoughts that belie cannot be buried in pretense. And pause.
Wow. You know, I just love the word choices that you use. They always evoke such emotion and thought. Just the subject and you know, introducing a word like pyroerection sends your mind, or at least mine, you know, spinning in a definite direction. You know, when your hair stands on its end, you know, that's a kind of reaction that I won't say it makes me think of quivering, but I would kind of put those things together, you know, and when I do a poem, you know, you try and keep a theme throughout, that's one of the things that, you know, carries through from verse to verse sometimes. And, you know, that kind of a thought, that kind of feeling that carries you from beginning to end as well is something that you always do so beautifully. You know, your thought process is you know, as clear as, you know, an abstract can be to some people. And, you know, you again, the other thing you do is that you're not always very abstract. You know, you're not literal in your metaphor, but more, I don't know, tangible, I think. You know, some people's abstracts are just completely unrelated, but, you know, yours tend to follow with a theme that touches on the subject itself in a way that I find to be punny a lot, you know, and that I really appreciate, you know, because of the meanings of the words and the way that you use them. Yeah, this was gorgeous. It made me quiver. Lady A, what'd you think?
Well, I thought it was beautiful, first of all, and I agree with you with regard to the language, the wording, the choice of words spliced together in such a fantastical way. A glance turns embers, turns wildfires, with nary a touch to bellow the blaze, an upturned lipped, and that knowing, plump skin with impending impassioned turpitude. Like, I mean, it's just brilliant. And I like your poetry anyways is very classy and always beautiful. And you have something as simple as a goose pimple, which is the piloerection. The description of it, blood rushes to the surface awash in need. In the greed of primed primal flesh, electricity bridges the space between perhaps and right now, damn it, trembling out of hunger. I mean, when you think about that, like a goosebump, to have that many words to describe it, it's just amazing. You did a great job with this.
How about you, Wayne? Are you all a quiver?
Oh man, this is such a tease of a poem. Had all these different phrases in it, like bending notes and vibrating over reed and cannot bury prolection, blood rushes and plump skin and upturned lip and impending passion. It's wonderful. I thought, man, I must have a dirty mind. And now I know I do. It's a great poem. Quiver on, pretty bird.
I'll give the mic back to you, Pretty Bird. Tell me you didn't drop.
Oh, no. Pretty Bird, don't be worried. Don't laugh no more.
Pretty Bird's with the poop.
She not there?
Yeah, she hasn't picked up.
hope I haven't.
Can you see the studio board?
I'm not in the studio, no.
Yeah, I am.
Did you want me to go in or?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you want to look, I don't know that she's on. She probably dropped because you know she knows how to unmute herself.
She started laughing. She probably got sick. I hope she didn't get sick over my poem.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and I'll call into the studio and see if I can give you a hand. Okay?
Well, you could open it up. Well, yeah,
pretty
bird, sure.
Pretty bird. Come back.
I'll be right back. Bird.
Hope she's all right.
Oh, she's a tough bird.
Yeah, she is. Oh. But,
can you hear me now?
We hear you now.
Yeah, so you all right?
Jeez Louise, I had a call back in on my phone, my Bluetooth on my thing, Blog Talk knocked me out, couldn't do it, didn't hear a gosh darn thing after I stopped reading. I've been stressing out a wee bit, but I am attached to my phone, called the regular number. I'm fine. So I'm on there twice on the board because I didn't want to hang up the host line. Yeah, it was just horrible nonsense. I'll have to go back and listen to whatever. What?
No, I was telling you Lady A was just going to try and call in on the host line, so she'll probably be back in a minute and say, somebody already is on the host line.
I hit 9-1. I wasn't hit 9-1-1, but I didn't.
So I'll have to go back and listen to all of the wonderful things y'all said. The good news is y'all are perfectly clear for my phone. So there's no crackling in the background. As there was on my computer.
So, oh, we were all gushing over how much we love you.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm shaking. I'm quivering.
Watch me listen and have it be all kinds of weird crap that y'all said about me, but I love you anyway.
It is weird. You know I said something weird.
I am. I'm counting on it, Wayne. You're awesome. Oh, my goodness. I did end up hacking up a lung, and I'm sorry that I'm very rude and sucking on a lozenge, but it keeps my throat lubricated so I don't cough too much.
And, I can't for that.
But I think
there isn't a man alive that ever complains about a woman sucking on something.
Probably not. But I think that all that laughing with the coughing actually cleared something out of my lungs because they're not quite as heavy. So thank you, Wayne.
All right. Dr. Love. I'm Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. That's awesome.
Calling Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. Physician of romance.
Do you have a
poem? Physician of romance. Retired.
Do you have a poem for us tonight, Rex?
There was one that I've been working on that I haven't finished about. It would have been perfect. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it would have been perfect for tonight, and I'm upset that I wasn't able to finish it. There's a piece of it that I've been fighting over, but it was right on theme, and when you said quiver, I was like, oh, I have to finish this, and... Unfortunately, I wasn't
and
able to.
And you see how you are? That's all right. We're good. You know, that we are very loose here. Hey, Lady A, thank you for trying to save the show. The host line never went out. I just couldn't hear anything there. It's like a dead horse, but it's still connected, so I just called in on my regular phone.
Okay, great.
And, so it just crapped out on me because nothing like a little bit of drama to, you know, shake things up a little bit. But you are on the board, Miss Lady, so read for us.
Okay. I didn't do it to the prompt, but I figure that...
you're good.
It will do just the same. Where is it now?
Absolutely.
I don't see it.
We are very easy here on Sunday night. It's up a little bit. Before I start saying, can you hear me? Just make sure you're in the right room.
You're loud and clear.
Oh, I got it now. Yeah, I'm in the right room. Yeah. Okay. This is called Listen.
In the right room with dark curtains.
Listen. Walls are closing in as I consider my sin. Weakness leads to hopelessness, unforgiveness, loveless, empty, served a plate of regret I can't forget. Here is what I have to give. Only all of me, only all I have. Just call a fool, allowing herself to choose things to destroy self-esteem, self-worth. What's worse? Falling for what we know is detrimental to our soul. Heed the wisdom, your inner voice, to make that most important choice. We know the right and wrong, yet we sing that same old song. Lyrics get you through the night. Tomorrow brings back strife. Perhaps the flaw we have as women, we believe the message of him. Perhaps we want to believe, we allow what we receive. The walls are closing in as I consider my sin. Here is what I have to give. Only all of me, only all I have. End poem.
So this is like 15 layers of, oh my goodness. there is such a beautiful notion. Okay, so I'm going to tell this part just a little bit. Because it starts off in, first of all, walls are closing in as I consider my sin. That is a stellar opening that can go in about 1,200 different directions, which is brilliant. Weakness leads to hopelessness, unforgiveness, loveless, empty, served a plate of regret I can't forget. And here's the thing. When you get to the all I have to give is all of me, it changes that completely. Because maybe it's just me because I'm a little twisted, but when you talk about sin and unforgiveness and regret that you may or may not have even done yet, just the contemplation of it, it's a heavy thing to bear, and it may not even be something regrettable yet, but it's just sometimes it's how we're raised. We're not supposed to want things, but when you get to the all I have is all of me, it's almost like it's not enough. It's almost like it's almost like, please just let it be enough to love me back. And it breaks my heart because it's beautiful and painful. And as you go through the choices, the why do I want this over that, or why does it have to be like this, or maybe, you know, I'm the idiot that wants to believe in fairy tales, and maybe the world isn't the way I saw it, or maybe all of these things. But when you get down to the bottom, where you have your opening line and the end of that first piece, it breaks my soul. It is gorgeous. And before I continue, oh my goodness, we have a surprise. Hello, Miss Sweet. I'm sitting here all exuberant. Can you hear me?
Sweet.
We hear. She, we can't hear her. I think you're seeing things. Lack of oxygen is making you delusional.
Where's she dropped.
What?
Oh.
See, that's the bat right there is a tease. That's a tease. She was on there for like 2 seconds, and I was just like, yay! And then, no. It's fine.
You lack of oxygen is delusional.
I've got oxygen up my nose. I am good. But, That when you get to that closing couplet, that the walls are closing in and that deep contemplation of what you've done or what you're about to do, and offer all that you have, which is everything. It's freaking stunning, Lady A, just stunning and heartbreaking and beautiful. So, Wayne, what are your thoughts on Lady A's poem?
Well, let me see here. I said, this is a sad poem, but it brings up a lot of up a loneliness that needs to be remedied. I am not you, but I'm
that was unfortunate.
Fun. I'll always be true to yourself, and the physical yearning, just I just go handle them and not worry about being a sin or not, because I just say, give me some fun. And you need to go out and have a party. Good poem.
Okay, two things. Number one, Sweet is back. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my God.
But Lady A dropped, so we're gonna go ahead and wait for her to call back a few minutes to do the rest of her comments. But, oh, my goodness, Sweet, I don't know if you heard my sadness opening this show with apparently the tease is, are you going to get pretty or sweet? Because life's curveballs have been separating us for a little bit.
Hi, my baby girl. How are you?
I am okay. I am alive and here and okay. And Lady A has called back. Hi, hi, hi. Sweet Pea called in. It's like you guys traded places, so say hello. And
hi.
Hi, darling.
And we just got the one comment from Wayne, and I held off because I knew you would call back, and I didn't want you to miss them. So, Raconteur, what are your thoughts on Lady A's poem?
We tend to share a lot of thoughts and emotions. Her execution is decidedly different than mine, I think. But, you know, we end up in the same place, I think, by putting how we feel onto the page. And you know, this is you know, I want to say, you know, you could see how you're being hard on yourself and the stuff that you go through, and a lot of regret and pain are visible in it. You know, it always makes me want to give you a hug. I feel where you're coming from, and you know, you do it in a very eloquent way, and you know, I kind of wish you I won't say snap out of it, because you know you're obviously entitled to the feelings and everything else, but you know, not be so hurt by them.
That's an interesting thing, because I write about them. It's cathartic. I don't live in that moment all the time. You know, I'm not
good.
Walking around with the
good.
You know, dragging my arse all over the place. I write about it, and then I can read it, and it's not done. But I mean, to live your life depressed like that and only think of the negative side, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that. But I appreciate what you're saying, because people do get stuck in that rut depression or whatever their circumstances are, and it can be a dangerous place to get stuck. But yeah, no, I don't have a lot of sticky stuff on me, so I don't get stuck too long. You know, you have a pity party for a little while, and then off you go. You know.
Okay.
You know, it's funny, when people read me, they probably think I'm completely insane, completely depressed, and horny all the gosh darn time, because that's pretty much the three things that I write. So, you know, people are going to think what they think. I give no crap. So, Sweet Pea, I've missed you, Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea.
How you hold it up?
I'm doing okay. My sister-in-law is finally out of the hospital.
Did you just say you're
dead? Yes.
What was that, Rack?
I swear I heard her say my tits are on fire.
No, my sister-in-law is finally out of the hospital. My sister's on fire. Oh, my gosh.
COVID as Pretty Bird.
I have to go get some kind of weird antibody infusion tomorrow. And the thing is, I can't walk, you know, to my bathroom without hacking up a lung. So to make it out of the house, down the steps, into a car, I'm not looking forward to it. But, I, you know, if it's going to save my life, I will hack up a lung. It is okay. At some point, you're going to have to read Wayne's poem, because holy crap, he almost killed me.
I didn't know you could laugh.
Oh, let me tell you that. Yes.
I got a quick one that slightly off topic, but you might find a little amusing. It might.
Go ahead, pop it on.
And you don't need, because there's no audio for it. So, but it's a brevity. So.
The good hair. Should I be afraid?
You want to get Sweet to read it.
Always.
Yeah. Since you're on the phone. Sweet, you want to read a few lines?
Yes. I can. Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong room. Hold on. Whoops. I don't have room to read. All right. She had a good hair day by Rack and Tor. The weather was unbearable until the rain fell, soaking the rabbit family, making them very happy because they couldn't afford hair conditioning.
You know what? That is not sexy, but that is funny. Oh my goodness. See, that's sexy. Thank you, Deb. She put some sexy on that board.
That is sexy.
Oh my God,
on
you
that
to
board.
Bring that home. I need one of those. Put a cowboy hat on the hat. Yeah, put a cowboy hat on the thing. Just bring them over. Hey, she's on here. Oh, I just missed the whole gosh darn thing. Hi, Deb. I am so sorry. I didn't even see you on there. I hope you weren't waiting too long. But you got my attention.
Yeah.
You know,
and he did his job.
That is a tasty piece of something that I need, like, in a, well, I guess I can't do anything with it now. It'll probably kill me because I can't breathe. But at some point, I would like to.
What a way to go.
That's very tasty. I can't laugh. It's killing me. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my goodness, because like I said earlier, you ain't sexy unless you're COVID sexy. Oh, Lord, I have no air. That's so funny. Okay. Miss
I have my phone.
Do you have a phone? Awesome.
Do
you have a phone for us?
It's kind of central, and it's one of Deb's poems I read, but I really like it. It's central, it's fun, and it speaks of Cupid's arrows. So I'm going to read it, and I apologize to those that have heard it, but it's really a great kind of fits with your theme. So this is Mary, Mary, We Go Round. In the skies of thunder gods and jealous lovers, a Valerian renegade dressed in red robin taffeta, with three eyes of saffron and skin made of cream, commands the ivory stallion of the dragonfly king. As passion rainbows drops, smiles and shooting star, an evil puppeteer master believes he pulls the string, masking as a jester, a pauper or a queen. As she rode around the world at midnight through the tune of the blue, watching minions ride the merry-go-round into dawn's orange glow, playing in whiskey bubbles and kaleidoscope color shows. Mother Satchel sits on hip, a job she's sent to do. In sunshine rain, she gallops her way through. The opposite of her brother Cupid, her arrows aim to kill. The puzzle's braided hair falls in silver-plated dreams. Men and women melt down into mourning wax dolls. Roses' red carnations mark the dirt of the dead. In the skies of thunder gods and jealous lovers, a ballerina renegade dresses in red robin taffeta. The Pony Express queen delivered another letter. No return sender. Salutations, dear John. Another crystal teardrop. Shiny out ivory stallion of the dragonfly king and pole.
So, my question is, dear Sweet, how do you make, like, murder and death so gosh darn beautiful? I mean, you've got Cupid's Quiver in there, which I love, you know, but that ain't love. You're all going to die. By the way, your girl left you. Sucks to be you. You know? Oh, this is beautiful. Your language in here is gorgeous. Your word choices are amazing. Where is it? Playing in whiskey bubbles and kaleidoscope color shows. You know, that is just lovely. I'm not a big fan of merry-go-rounds. I don't know what it is. The horses always look like they're in pain. But this ballerina renegade, you know, and it brings images of tough little girls, you know, like tomboys that their moms make go to dance class. And so they're in their little pink tutus and their little buns, their little whatever. They've got like the neighborhood boy by the scruff of his shirt ready to punch him in the face anyway. Oh, just up like a ballerina. And I absolutely love that. I do. And I love this, the stanza where it's Rapunzel's braided hair falls from silver-plated dreams. That is gorgeous because in all the stories, Rapunzel's hair is like golden silk. And so it's a beautifully shimmery visual. Men and women melt down into mourning wax dolls because it's so thinking stunning. You know, and then there they are, the remnants of who they once were, marked by these flowers on the dirt of the dead, because you can't be beautiful without a little death. It's okay. And you do that so well. I absolutely love this. So, Deborah Lee, what are your thoughts on Sweet's poem? Oh, man, you put more sexy up on there. With the cowboy hat, I love you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you can see a little something on there, and I am a happy girl.
Yeah, what a treat. I already have this on my best of Sweet Pea list. I thought this was awesome. As passion's rainbow drops smiles on shooting stars, an evil puppet master believes he pulls the strings, masking as a jester a pauper or a queen, as she rode around the world at midnight to the tune of the blues, watching humans ride the merry-go-round into dawn's orange glow, playing in whiskey bubbles and kaleidoscope color shows. I think that the descriptions here are really incredible. Whiskey bubbles and kaleidoscope colors. I like all the way through. Just more of her brilliance from our darkness queen.
I just love it. And Wayne, what are your thoughts on this particular merry-go-round?
Oh, the first time I heard this, I said it had so many great lines in this poem. She'd read a line, I'd start thinking about it, I'd drift off to Never Never Land, and I'd come to it, and she'd read another one, because one after another is just great in this poem. I like all the way through this. Every time she'd read a line, it just kind of captivate me. Like she said, a mask as a jester, a pauper or a queen, just always through, and men and women melt down into mourning wax dolls, just everything, just all, every line in this is just a wonderful line, and it's a little sad side, but it's a great poem, just a great all the way through, great wording, great phrases. I loved it.
Absolutely. And Rack and Tour, your thoughts on Sweet's piece?
Oh, you know, Sweet, you could lead me over a precipice and I'd die happy with a smile on my face. It's just gorgeous. I mean, everyone keeps talking about that kaleidoscope line and the whiskey bubbles. That I think was the point that grabbed me too. The whole thing was great. You know, you mentioned jesters, which I have an affinity for, clown that I am. But I really enjoyed the whole piece. You know, I could see you like an avenging angel, scouring the earth and watching people.
An avenging angel, I like that notion. And Lady A,
your thoughts on this merry-go-round.
Well, I think it was beautifully done. I think that, let me get my thing here. I think that the poem itself has, you know, that classically evilness. But I think that, well, you know what I mean, not evil, but dark.
No, she's like antifreeze, where it's all sweet and fabulous. We'll kill you anyway. It's awesome.
No, no. But what I was going to say is that she can make anything sound beautiful because of her voice and
mm-hmm.
the way that she delivers her poems. So she can have the darkest of poetry and have it come out smelling like a rose.
Like a bedtime story. Yeah.
Yeah, the way she reads it. That's what I meant. And so this was just beautiful and well done and classically sweet.
Classically
I love that we have our own ways of writing that are recognizable when you do read them, you know.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And it would be boring if we were all the same. So absolutely. And Miss Deborah Lee, what do you have for us tonight?
I do.
Besides, you know, hotness, that half naked hotness that I can't stop looking at. I'm not big on tattoos, but I kind of want to lick that one if I'm honest with you, because I'm like, you're a little pacey. It's been a while. I'm sick. So put it up on the board, Deb.
That is.
Because my internet is lagging bad, so I will see it in a second. I am sure. Give me one. I'm going to try to. There it is. All right. I'll shut up now and listen to your fabulous words.
Okay. Shut up now. Here we go. Drifting into you in fiery daydreams. Goldenrod stains the blackberry sky, graying as the sun dips in the lake, serenaded by cricket wings, violins. Now winds gust and tree leaves shake, dropping leaves over the water, falling on the as the branches quake. Shadows crawl over the lawn, quivering in the ripples of light. Topaz hues shine from the moon, glowing on the blanket of starlight. Glittering on the black licorice view, flashing in prisms of zirconium white. Sandalwood beeswax scents the air and surfs in the screen windows as purple curtains flap then flutter from the dusk breeze that blows. Brain drifts to snapshots of you as bottled arousal overflows. Mixed with a salt whimper, lips whisper please into the night, trembling. Vision grabs me, igniting stimulation's flaming bite. My fingertips travel in exploration, detonating flames like hot fire's light. Radio speakers pound with the beats matching my pulse and body shivers. The toy box accessory oscillates as vibrations command all my quivers. Detonate with a pulsated gusher that shatters me into slivers.
And that's how you get shit done. I'm just saying. Because, you know, you've got all the beautiful. First of all, I have a thing for any fishnet-based stockings. So with the flowers on them and whatnot, I love those stockings. My favorite my whole life are fishnets with the lines in the back. There's just something that is super sexy, a little trashy, and absolutely fabulous about fishnet stockings. Okay. So as we go through these beautiful shadows crawling over the lawn and the topaz moon and all of these beautiful scented air and all of this fabulous ambiance that you delicately lay before us, that you place us in this wonderful position with
that breeze just kind of blowing in. And then you pull out the toy box and heaven happens and we're all good. And I kind of really love that because it's delicate until it is more primal. And there aren't a lot of poems that I have read, sensual poetry, that pull out the, personal devices and do it delicately while commanding a moment so well that it kind of grabs you at the end. It's a completely different flavor that puts you right in that moment because if you can't do it yourself, ain't nobody going to be able to do it for you. So I absolutely love the empowerment in this and the beauty that you lace it with. It's a wonderful juxtaposition for a night alone. It is awesome. So, Sweet Tea,
thank you.
I'm going to mute myself a little bit. You're welcome because I'm going to cough up a lung. But if you could run comments for her, that would be awesome. I can't even find my phone number on here. Here we go. Okay.
That's fine.
You are home. Thank you.
First and foremost, I think this is probably one of the most sensual poems I've ever read. It is delicate. It's intimate. It's soft. It's feminine. It sets a very just such a mood where it's not crass, but very, again, sensual, where there's this silence with oneself that has to be met, and you put it in so eloquently that it's not diminished, it's not filth, it's just so a matter of fact about self-love and self-empowering. It's almost like a yoga, a meditation, and so naturally beautiful. And the way you put it out there, I love how it reads. I think it's beautiful. Brain drifts to snapshots of you as bottle arousal overflows. My fingertips travel in exploration, denoting flames like hot fire lights. And there's so many beautiful things in here. I think it just is a wowzer kind of poem. Absolutely stunning. That I really, really enjoyed this one.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. And so let's go to Rack and Tour, your thoughts.
Yeah, as usual, the beautiful colors and visuals draw you in and, you know, tell a fantastic story. I won't say awkward to comment on something so personal, but, you know, it puts thoughts in people's heads. Let's leave it at that. I enjoyed it very much, Deb.
Thank you, Rack.
And Wayne.
Yeah, I'm a little bit out of breath. I don't have COVID, but as soon as they started reading it, my smoke detectors went off in my house. So I took off downstairs to see what was going on. I left the oven on when I was cooking later today. So I'm a little out of breath. But this was a wonderful poem I was listening to while I was down there trying to find the fire. And but what the world needs now is more toys. I think more toys will help the world out.
You're here.
You were whimpering and trembling and glowing and glittering and vibrating and quivering and flashing and crawling. I was just talking to a couple of other things you used in this poem. It had a lot going on in the poem as far as moving around. And then you got the toys. I thought, wow, she is quivering. So it's a great poem and great. And I like the end of it was great. When you said the toy box touches our states with vibrating commands of all quivers. That's true. More toys. What the world needs now, more toys. Great job, Deb.
He just pulled
a little
that all into one, didn't he?
And Lady A, your thoughts, please.
Way reminding me of Christopher Walken about more to cowbell. Yeah, this is beautiful. I loved it from the beginning to the end. The descriptives in here, right from, you know, the colors that you use in all your poetry, and to describe the simplest of things, And I love how that begins by the goldenrod stains. The goldenrod stains the blackberry sky graying as the sun dips in the lake. I just think that this, you know, and the crickets with their winged violins. And then you have this verse, and each line is just beautiful. But I love the sandalwood beeswax scents the air and surfs in the screened windows as purple curtains flap then flutter from the dusk breeze that blows and brain drifts to snapshots of you as bottled arousal overflows. Just gorgeous wording and very sensual and sexy but classy. I thought it was beautiful. And the last verse, especially when you get into the toy box, and the last three lines are quite vivid, and, you know, your imagination runs with that. It's just a really beautiful poem.
Thank you so much. Great comments, well, everyone.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I would like to thank you for bringing the sexy, because you put sexy on the board, you fill people's minds with all kinds of goodies. So, you know, much appreciated on Naughty Night especially. I put a poem up on the board. It's an oldie but a goodie. And it's got a SoundCloud because I can't read crap anymore. My voice is just done. But just let me know when you see it and I can push a button. If I can find it, okay, I can read. Oh, my Lord, my eyes. It has been a very interesting evening. But let me know when you see it.
It is so thank you, girl.
I see it.
Okay, there you go. Awesome.
Well, that's what I gave you a key for, isn't it? My pretty bird. The shadow of a day trails behind my tight bay grip. Your Ducati in my driveway loosens it. Faded jeans and eyes as deep as I can take it. The world fades into the smell of spearmint and a real man. Fingers lock into my hair, my neck, my jawline, my lips sampled expertly, leaving divinity by the door and vestments on the floor of the altar. Genuflection and expert tongues confessing my death and sin, pulling precursors from the playbill at intermission, surfing waves in quick succession, ocean air in contact high, locked in those eyes as deep as I can take it. I do so love the way I taste on you.
Wow.
End poem.
Yeah, end poem. End poem to start everything else we can possibly do ourselves. Wow, that was an astonishing you can get. Wow. Missy. Baby jeans and eyes as deep as I can take it. Fingers locked in my hair, my neck, my jawline, my lips, sampled expertly. Well, well, well. I do so love the way I taste on you. I'll tell you what, Cleveland. I do so love the way I taste on you. That is one ending. Just the imagery that it brings up and the way things are played and the way things go. Yeah, that's the best line to end a poem. So she won it. It was, you know, my neck, my jawline, my lips. Yeah, very well played. I will start with Renee on this one. And what can you think of here?
Well, first of all, that voice. Can cause any person, male or female, to melt. And I love the description of where you were you know, the Ducati in the driveway and his jeans and the smell of spearmint. And then you go on to talk about what's actually being done. And in a way that fingers lock into my hair, my neck, my jawline, my lip, sampled expertly. The whole thing was very sultry and very, very sensual. But words like genuflecting, in expert tongues, confessing my death in sins. The whole thing is beautifully written. And locked in those eyes as deep as I can take it. Great play on words. And I do so love the way I taste on you. Very, very sexy.
Thank you. You know, I tend to not write being taken often because I'm a control freak. But sometimes when the guy's got it going on, they take whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. All right.
Now,
I don't know
Wayne, your thoughts on this. Oh, sorry.
Wayne dropped and Deb had to go. So it's Rocky.
Okay,
so.
I'm the only one left.
Me and three women, I guess I'm in heaven. Oh, man. Yeah. You have a way of leaving me quiver, taking my breath away, however you want to put it. I love the way that your mind works. You know, the picture you paint and the scenarios. It's easily relatable and things like that. Very sensual and very beautiful.
Thank you. You know, I happen to think I'm going to get into not normal Sundays and our usual whatever, and I don't know, I have no shifts right now. Here's the thing. Okay. I love the idea of genuflection because, you know, for those out there who hear this and don't know, it's when you get on your knees and pray. Now, the human body, when it is being superbly loved upon, is its own type of worship. I mean, it has nothing to do with religion, but it is very much you either love it or you don't love it, you know? So that whole little death of orgasms, that whole line that you pulled out, Lady A, is my favorite in that entire thing because it very blatantly yet kind of delicately says, yes, sir, and thank you. Now, come to your own kiss. You know? It's out there in very, to me, very blatant ways. But when you guys talk about it, you make it sound so beautiful. And I love that. I get such a kick out of how you guys see my words because you make me see them differently. Because, you know, y'all write. You know when you start writing stuff, you see it the way it is and whatever. And then so when somebody says something to you, even if they're saying exactly what it is that you wrote, it's very different coming back at you. And it is decidedly more beautiful. I think the only reason why I write pretty is because you guys see me that way. So thank you. You guys are awesome. And our Miss Sweet has spelunking, which I love that freaking word, on the board.
Deb's poem made me think of this. I haven't read it probably about a year or so. But I thought, oh, well, I should read this one out. And you brought out an old one, so I brought out an old one. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
This reminds me of the one Deb brought out. But, yeah. So this is spelunking. Sleep eludes me as my thoughts seduce me.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Don't start yet. Wait.
Okay.
Is this my sky?
It is. How are you guys?
Oh, my goodness. I'm half dead, but I am here and happy. How are you doing? I didn't want you to miss the poem, so I had to make sure I pulled you in. It's a good thing I checked because this little crappy Chromebook only shows me half screen.
And you want to know something? This is actually one of the ones Sky has not heard or commented on.
I'm so glad that you guys are all here. Look at you guys.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, it's Sweet and me and Lady A and Rackentor and now the Night Sky. I'm excited.
I'm even more excited than
okay.
What I see now. So
I did not mean to interrupt you, but
no,
I mean to be excited.
No, you have no idea. Sky stalks my stuff, and I never have a poem she hasn't read or seen, and I believe this is one. So,
oh, perfection. I'm going to shut up. You do your thing.
All right. This is Thornton. Seduce me as my thoughts seduce me and desires left unsaid. My body heat burns through the sheets. I'm left wondering why I'm half undressed, body encased in sheer flesh, shyly hiding all the things a lady has to bear while playing peekaboo. Behold the place. Imagination once engaged to see this beauty's wares. My hands danced across my skin and chills run down my spine. Fingers pinch the ice peaks now formed on mounds of flesh. Lips parted, head back, eyes wide. The slow dance continues with my hands down to my favorite playground. Spelunking fingers roam the cave as others ski up and down the mountaintop within the walls of the secret place. Hands stop and my eyes open quick. Hello, I didn't see you standing there. Care to join me, please? And home.
The Lunkies, best word ever. For those that will be listening in the future, that's pretty much cave diving, so now you know. Learn something new every day. But this is awesome because, you know, I don't know about you all, and I don't know how your ding-a-ling works there, Rack, but for women, at some point, I don't think anybody has everybody has had the experience where whatever it is you're dreaming about that you can't even think about, or you're trying to sleep, or things like, sometimes things heat up on their own, and sometimes you just gotta get things done. And I love that the hands dance across his skin. I'm going to choke because I'm half dead. And excuse me, I apologize. And the chills run down my spine because when you're half asleep, especially, where there's no, I just got to get this done, let me just do this and go to sleep, this where it's a natural progression, where it's an organic thing where your body's doing what your body's doing, there is a sensuality to it that just runs amok. It just does what it does, and your body responds beautifully to it, you know, because sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. And I love how that dance continues to your favorite playground. And but my favorite of this entire thing is that, oh, were you watching me? I'm so sorry. Why don't you come on over? I absolutely love that semblance of coyness. And it's the cutest freaking thing. I love that. Because, you know, in the middle of the throes of passion, you don't pay attention to other crap if they're there quietly. But you don't miss a beat. You're just like, well, it's about damn time you got here. Come get to work. I freaking love it. It's the best thing ever. So, Sky, what do you think of this cave diving? Are you on mute, Sky? Or am I the only one who can't hear you?
She's getting her mungo.
I'm on mute. Hello?
Okay.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was saying that I do have company in my one-room hut, so I promised to do a little thing. they're falling asleep, but I don't want my mom hearing. Oh, you guys know what I had said, though. But this is brilliant, brilliant. So excuse me if I don't repeat my favorite line, but there were many. She's like ready to pass out over there, but so definitely, I think, you know, I do think that this is an experience that hopefully, I think it's very healthy. I think, you know, some people, they don't, you know, not to get all, like, serious on you guys, but some people don't realize that it's healthy growing up, and then they're late bloomers, like I was. It was very late until I had any type of experience like this, like, in my 20s, like, in my early 20s, I would say, maybe about 20, I think 19, 20. And that was the first time I ever experienced it like that. And I think that, you know, this is a healthy experience. And I think that it doesn't always get taught like that. I think sometimes you got to do things yourself. You don't want to say things don't get right, so you do it yourself. Sometimes that's the case. This is quite brilliant. It was wonderfully sensual, and I love at the end how you're just like, oh, I didn't see you there. You know? I love that playfulness at the end. It's my favorite part.
Thanks,
Jen. I would love to join.
Awesomeness, awesomeness, awesomeness. And Miss Lady A, what are your thoughts on the entertainment for this evening? Lady A, are you here?
Yeah, I was. Sorry about that. I'm lost here for a second. Hang on a second.
Many a person gets lost spelunking.
Yeah.
This is true.
Spelunking because it's cave searching, or not dwelling, but, you know, you go looking in
cave. It's cave diving.
Cave.
Hmm? Yeah. Cave diving.
Yeah.
Cave diving? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I always thought cave hunting or whatever. I wasn't using the right word, but I thought that was very sensual in that, you know, sleep eludes me as my thoughts seduce me into desires left unsaid. My body heat burns through the sheets. Like, right off the bat, it's like harder than the hinges of you know where. And, you know, I think it was the body encased in sheer black, shyly hiding all the things a lady has to bear while playing peekaboo through holes of lace. And I can't help but think of the Victorian days, or even today for some people, some women, that these are things that you just don't discuss or practice or act out or anything like that, because it's, you know, sort of taboo. But I like the freedom that this woman has in enjoying her body and her partner in her body, and, you know, the whole nine yards. I like, you know, my hands dance across my skin and chills run down my spine. And you have that description, fingers pinch the ice peaks now formed on mounds of flesh. Wow. A lot of stuff that has double meaning here. Excuse me. And I love that too. And then using spelunking as a description for your fingers. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, indeed. Hands stop and my eyes open quick. Hello. I didn't see you standing there. Care to join me? Okay, that's my kind of fun.
Right? It's like, it's just hot. It's just like, oh, I love that there's that shamelessness. And that's what it is. There isn't any pretense to cover. There isn't any, oh, that I wasn't doing that. it was all like, oh, well, hey.
I was just thinking about
so
you.
Quiet. Come on. Yeah, that's awesome. And Rock, what are your thoughts? About your cave diving? What was the same ever again?
I just need to know, are you a lefty or a righty?
Oh, honey, it takes both hands to satisfy me.
She is skilled, which means she's ambidextrous. You are good.
Well, you know, it makes a difference which hand you kiss when you meet her.
OMG, OMG.
Now she gets it.
And like I said, this is no shit Sunday because there ain't none given tonight. Oh, my goodness, this show has been in many places. It's a very interesting turn. But I love this. I love this. The few poems that I've written on this subject are nowhere near as enticing as this or as lovely as the one that Deb put up tonight. They're pretty much the way I do everything, which is a little kind of hard edge. And not at all delicate. I am an indelicate person. Don't really care much that I'm an indelicate person, but I'm an indelicate person. But I absolutely, absolutely love this. This makes me want to have a topic in the future about, you know, being caught doing things. Because there's just something about that. Oh, hello. It's just that it's awesome. But it's that confidence, that devil may care, that yeah, and you're gonna join me or what? It's that shameless, natural, freaking hotness. It's amazing. That right there, that last stanza of this is exactly who you are to me. Whatever I think sweet and sexual and sensual, that it's all the confidence, all the sexiness. With none of the indelicacies. It's just this very natural, organic essence, and it's very much who you are to me. I absolutely love this. Love this, love this, love this, love this. And I know that it was mentioned a long time ago, but did you say you have a poem, Cy?
Me?
You're the only Sky.
I didn't know if I caught my name. I have a head start. I'm surprised it even worked. I'm pretty lucky. I do. It's a little pain, but I don't have anything new, but I have something new to AP. I wrote it in 2015, but it's more pain, but that's what's going to be.
I heard if you have a poem, so I'm waiting for it to show up on the board.
All right. This is a while ago. I put it up. It's called Door.
Look at that picture. I wish my butt looked like that.
Yeah, I know. I love that book. I don't know what kind of butt to make. I don't know what it is. I recently finally did this again to myself. You know what? I mean, I know you like everything else, but I really think that that you tend to go for the butt, but I don't know. Trail. Futurist, like candle wax. You sit silent. So your future, like honey ginger. I like breathing this. Because it works. Gather on this. So it's warm. So, inch song,
it's a second of brevity.
Can you guys hear me all right?
It's a little
crappy. Or do I sound really far away? I can fix it.
You sound
I just didn't
really
want to hold the phone to my ear. Okay, let me fix it. Hold on.
but I think I thought you were whispering because you don't want to wake anybody else.
Hello?
Good night, Lady A. I love you.
Hi, Lady A. You're awesome. Thank you.
Hello?
And I can hear. Oh, that's perfect. You going to read it again?
Is it better?
Yeah.
Okay,
guys,
I'm sorry. It's just, I just have to hold you guys. I'll just have to hold the phone to my ear. That's all. Okay. You can hear me better now?
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Did you hear the poem okay?
No.
If you read it now, you can. We will. It was a little crackly, a little distant. So do it over.
I can. All right. Sorry, I should have asked you before. I haven't used that headset in a while. Your outline. You drip by candle wax, each bead sipped by lips, till your taste coats my tongue like honey, ginger, and citrus fruit. I like breathing you in like a mist of warm air, gathered on leaf and early morn, those finch song cadences that wrap my smile in the lyrics of beating thud. I love your outline against mine, swept rhythms in the dark, fingers cascading shadows upon midriff and ribs, as we practice like pianists, striving to achieve perfection. End quote. This one was a little tame.
I swear, you like sensual, and I fall in love just a little bit. This is freaking gorgeous, like holy shit gorgeous. Where is it? Where's the part that gets me? Those finch song cadences that wrap my smile in the lyrics of beating thuds. How flipping stunning is that? All of this is just, you drip like candle wax. I mean, that puts you right in position to just follow them up. And each bead sipped by lips. I mean, that is gorgeous and ravenous. And delicate. I don't have a delicate bone in my body. I love all of that. But
I can lend you one.
I love your outline. See, No Shit Sunday. That's what we're going to call this. It's so freaking funny. Oh, my goodness. You have no shame. It's just hysterical. Don't ever change. I love your outline against mine. You know, that line alone just speaks volumes of a moment of extreme affection and desire in such a pure and beautiful way. It's just gorgeous. Gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. And it's every little line, every short, little, brief, little 2-3-word line, it's freaking stunning. So I love the nice guy. You always bring the good stuff. And so, Sweet Tea, what are your thoughts
you.
On this? Dripping, coating.
My dearest guy, I simply wanted you to know that you play on the song.
It's amazing.
Thank you, sweet.
I am so happy. So, rap and tour.
Oh, don't even. She's upset.
She upset you?
I know I never have a shot, so, you know, she's sitting there all <home.
laughs> Oh, look at that sky. You're just deflating men left and right.
You see, you sit here and you throw words around that make people fall in love with you without any consequence or any fear of repercussion, you know. You just, you know, la-di-da, falling at your feet. Oh, you know, let me just step over this guy. That's okay.
Well, I wrote this 6 years ago, and the person I wrote it for broke up with me, so obviously. I haven't brought these ones out in a while, so.
It's absolutely
beautiful. It was just the wrong audience.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Thank you.
Seriously.
You've got
the
ones that do not understand beauty.
Hmm?
So you need to stay away from the ones that do not understand beauty.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a bad breakup. Thank you. Thank you. So
yeah, you
I
some
was
of the
somebody,
best breakups I've ever heard.
I was. Oh yeah, it was a nice breakup, but I mean it wasn't obviously mutual, but you know I think it worked out for the best anyway. She had 6 kids, like that's a lot of kids.
I have 4, and I'm like dang.
And they were all you know it wasn't just that I actually enjoyed her kids, but you know it worked out though it did. But you know so I've been very coveting of these ones. So I just released a couple. So if you guys do like second rounds, I have a couple of these like that are tame but are sensual because I just put them back up. But I've always been very coveting of them. But I'm letting them go now.
Well, we did too.
Onto the AP
and
world.
I did too. And we have 10 minutes left, so I'm thinking you're going to do too. What do you think, Sweet?
Oh. Well, I'm all for it.
Awesome. So bring it out.
Oh, that was really fast.
Well,
okay.
Are you really? And what realm are you going to come to a sensual show? Be like, oh, I might have a few things for you. And we're going to be like, no, just keep them there. I don't want to read them.
Well, you know what happens is every time I bring an adult poem, Pretty Bird puts it on a damn stupid front page, and then I tuck them away in little old folders so they'll never be read, and then all of a sudden I log in and I see front page pick.
Well, you know, because it's awesome. You can't help it.
We are.
That's her version of spelunking.
Okay. So this, just going to, this one I don't know what to put, so we're going to put this one. Like I said, this is like more sweet than it's like sweet sensual. All right, hold on. I don't know where I am now. Don't you guys usually start at 11?
I don't think you do raunchy. Like,
no, but I mean, like.
You know, some uncouth things in my writing, which is fine by me, but you're just always beautiful. So you're like, well, this is sweet and sensual. Well, it's just sensual. You can't help it if it's a sweet side of sensual. You're good. Again, what is it with you?
There is one. It's pretty, I don't even think I have that.
Is it the shower one? Because I love
the shower one. That's the story. I'll put that back up, and I'll leave it up, and I'll bring it. I'll tell you what. I have a couple that are really, like, I guess, details like that, and next time you guys do a show, I will pick it up a little bit, but it's not so much story mode, and I'll retune it a little because those are all.
And
these are all
Sunday at 10.
15, 16. All right, next Sunday at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday.
Yay!
Okay, I'll get it
every
ready.
Every Sunday.
Okay. All right, I'll get it ready for you.
I don't know about y'all, but I am so freaking excited right now. This is like Christmas.
And I'll find that one that everyone likes that I take off because there's a lot of F-bombs and there's like, it's really bad. And
people go like,
so I'll just,
guy said fuck.
I know. I'll leave it up there too. So I'll bring that one back too. It's the one that it's like the hungry one. Oh, I think I sent it to somebody. I think I sent it to Sweet, a recording. Did I give you that one? Because I always took it down. The one that was the hungry, I'm hungry, feed me or something. The Hunger Games.
Is that the one that I read for you? I read one for you.
That's the one I couldn't read live. I made you read it.
Feed me, I'm hungry.
Oh, yes, I remember.
That's
such a great poem.
I was like, I can't read this live. But I'll bring it, and I'll read it live. I'll try not to blush. It makes me blush
Christmas
thinking about
every
it.
Sunday.
All right.
Oh, you see? But that's
this
beautiful.
One,
I don't, here's a little secret, and it's why I was attracted to my husband, and I didn't know until I met my husband. I have a thing for blushing people. Like, if you look at me and your face turns bright red, I'm just like, oh, how cute are you? What's your name? And it's so sad. I'm like so cliche, but it's a thing. And I didn't know I had a thing, but apparently I do. So me telling, or you telling me that you blush is not going to help me not make you blush.
Okay. Well, this one
is radio.
Very
we don't know your blood.
It has, well, you could hear it in my voice. I'm sure you could hear it. But this one is very tame, but there's a really nice picture attached. A very nice picture.
Okay, no disclaimers.
I like it.
Read.
All right. Between dawn and sunrise. I like the hour of first light when saffron rays cast luster on your lips. There in a calm, there's a calm in knowing I'm sleeping within the folds of mingled breath. That warm veneer of gentle embrace, the slight chill in the twilight that beseeches my body to hug your skin. So close that just before stirring, I feel the rise and fall of your chest, heart giving way to its faster rhythm of waking. And just subconsciously, I want to answer, even before the word, good morning, escape your lips.
Jesus.
It's more like loving.
That is
more like loving.
Gorgeous.
God,
that
dang.
Is just freaking gorgeous. Like, I'm like all chilled up and about to cry. Like, do not get me emotional, woman. This is really freaking stunning. Like, and like, jeez, I have like no words. I have no words. That's what you have done to me. Okay.
This guy's going to have to call himself
there is something. There is something about those moments before somebody wakes up. And if the sunrise catches them through the window, they do. They gold golden. And they glow. And you can't help but notice every nuance of their skin, every wave in their hair, all of it. But it takes love to make you watch somebody like that, you know? And so it's right from the start. It is full of that kind of purity, which is beautiful in and of itself. Sleeping within the folds of mingled breath. And morning breath is growth, and so you can make that beautiful. So that just takes some skill right there. But it's that slight chill, because it's always cooler right before the sun rises. And I love the word beseech. It is a beautiful, archaic term for it's just begging me to go there. And I love that it pulls you in closer just because it's cool and the body is warm. And this entire thing is so unbelievably beautiful that I am pleased and thrilled and beyond happy that for me it's the highlight of the show and it's what we're closing with. So that is just, and at the end of this, okay, I'm just quoting the whole gosh darn thing and I don't care. The heart giving way to its faster rhythm of waking is if subconsciously I want to answer even before the words good morning escape your lips. This is so freaking beautiful. That's why I kind of hate you a little bit. It's just so, so beautiful.
See?
You know, it's okay. I still love you. But holy crap. I mean, sleepy, right? I mean, dang.
I kind of hate her a little bit too, but I'll try to do her a little bit. But it does make me want to just have, you know, a new relationship with her. I mean, that's kind of the other side of it. So close that just before stirring, I feel the rise and fall of your chest, heart giving way to its faster rhythm of walking. I love the tagging. Every freaking word in this is like, I don't know, it's kind of like, the touch of it, like that moment right before a kiss, right before that sensual kiss that you know it's gonna have, like right as you lean your head in and there's that breath, and right before it, that's how I want to describe this poem. It's like, you know, it's gonna happen. That feeling of that euphoria, because that's what this is. It's a euphoric feeling. That's how much I love this poem.
Thank you, Sri.
I'm telling you. And rack and tour.
What are you?
These are the kind of things, everyone written to them. They just carry you away. I love the emotion behind it, the thought behind it. It's one of those things that, it kind of feels relatable, warm, inviting, beautiful. Like you say, you kind of hide them. You kind of hold it back. And it's understandable why, because, for me, when I read works like this and things like this, the emotion behind it, it's a lot deeper, I think, than people tend to realize, because, to make you think of these things and put them on the page, the moment that you feel those words and you put them down is one. I won't say transcendent, but that's where my brain is going. It's just one of those moments that kind of just takes the breath away and makes you quiver.
Perfect.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. It's true. You write love, and we can mix love and lust because they kind of when it's done right, they are one. And when you write that, it comes from such a pure place that it makes you long to be loved that way. It makes you remember those moments, especially if they haven't been recent. And it's painful, but it's so beautiful that it's okay that it hurts, And it's Andres, you blow me away, woman. I went ahead because you guys weren't here earlier. And I put Wayne's poem on the board. We're not going to read it because he's not on the phone. But you guys need to read it because it almost killed me because I can't really laugh because I have no lung capacity. I literally had to mute myself and cough up a lung. It was absolutely hysterical, and you guys cannot miss out. So you must read it when we're off the air. It's not. It is full on Wayne, and it's fabulous. And so on that note, you guys are awesome. You have no idea. I have been sick for a month, and I really just needed to get out of my head, and you guys are so fabulous. And I'm sitting here, like, oxygen up my nose, sucking on lozenges just to keep my throat wet enough to speak. And I am exhausted, and I don't care. This is the most, I have felt myself in literally 4.5 weeks. And I have another 6 weeks on this gosh-awful oxygen at least. So thank you for pulling me out of my skin and taking me to a much, much, much happier place. You guys rock, and you're amazing. And
you're awesome. You take care of you.
See, I was so happy. I didn't think you were going to be – I didn't think you were on tonight. So I was like, when I logged in and I seen stuff going on the board, I'm like, oh, they are doing a show. And I was so excited because I missed you.
Aw, you see, you just make my day. You guys are awesome. I have been just a quick COVID update, not to put all my shit out there. I almost went back to the hospital yesterday. My heart was beating out of my chest. I feel like I got kicked in the chest today. I refused to go because I'm stubborn and stupid. But I started to calm down. I'm like, I'm alive. It's fine. If I can sleep, I'll be fine. And so I'm fine, but yesterday was a very bad day. Like, my husband was, 2 seconds away from calling 911. It was horrible. So it ebbs and flows, and it knocks me on my ass. And I almost didn't do today's show simply because I didn't expect it. Because nobody tells you that, hey, you can feel like gangbusters one day and then literally not be able to stand up on your own 2 feet the next. They don't tell you these things. So it's very disheartening. So it's just like, fuck this COVID bullshit. Because I'm sorry. But I needed to get out of my headspace. I was like, I put all the crap up there. I did all the work. I'm going to at least try, see how far I can get, see how long I can sneak. And I wasn't expecting to get more than 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And you guys made it easy. So I am, that is tantamount to healing for me. So thank you guys for giving me an awesome freaking night. I'll probably pass out all day tomorrow. But well worth it. You guys are amazing. Thank you so, so much. And I will do my best to be here next Sunday. If I am feeling at least as good as I did today, I will absolutely be here next Sunday.
Awesome.
You guys are amazing.
Take care of you.
Thank you.
And I'll do my
Thank
homework.
You. Awesome. My sweet. You know, I really did start the show, Ask Rack. I started the show with apparently the tease is who are you going to get, because you ain't going to get the both of us. And it cracked me up. Because I wasn't there last week.
We haven't been together in a while.
I know. I needed a fix so bad. I was so excited when you called, and then it disconnected. I was like, where did she go? I was like, what the hell kind of cheese is that?
I'm here.
I did text Tweet earlier, but she ignored my text, you know?
I did not ignore your text. I did not. Yes,
her text even had X and O's in it.
It did.
Oh, my goodness. See? Go ahead and make me jealous, why don't you? It's fine.
I gotta tell you something, though. This is how my day went. So my sister-in-law got out of the hospital. She was in COVID. She went in the same day as Pretty Bird did with COVID. So Pretty Bird and my sister-in-law went in on the same day. So Pretty Bird got out a lot. She got out Friday night.
A week earlier.
So she's been taking care of her father. Her father went in the hospital. So her father's been living with her for the last 6 months. Her father went in the hospital Thursday night. Her father died Saturday morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, so my family has been in such crisis, it's crazy. So this is like such a relief for me, a happiness for me. And as all of you know, I just said goodbye to my father, who's in hospice. So my poor niece is lost, just lost her one grandfather, is on the verge of losing her other. So I just love and appreciate all of you so much. It's crazy. But yeah. Creeper, you better take care of yourself, because otherwise I'm going back to Florida and kicking your ass. And Rack, you take care of you.
Oh, well, see, that's just an incentive not to.
I know, don't tell her that.
Yeah, anyway. And Sky, please keep sending me kisses and hugs and all of that. And if I don't answer you, please just forgive me.
I was just kidding.
Really
I was bad. Just kidding. I just had this random urge. It wasn't even like a hello. It was literally the letter R U O K X O. So that was it. I was like, I think I need to send her this right now. I don't know. Sometimes I
you
get
know,
those moments.
I am so
with
wrapped
all
up
the...
in them. It's not that I'm not thinking about you guys, not loading on you guys. I just really wrapped up.
Well,
in
I'm
going to
say this. Between your life curveballs and my life curveballs and this show itself being just so much of a reprieve, I'm going to call it sexual healing, because kind of what it is.
Have you guys ever seen Coming to America?
I have.
You know, and he goes, sexual healing.
Oh,
but I don't feel
goodness,
bad, really. Sometimes people text me and I don't respond. Astrak, I'm really bad at some. My mother called and I'm like, and she's like, what happened? I said, I don't have my phone on me all the time. I'm busy. I don't even have a job anymore, and I'm busier now than before. I don't even know what happened.
I know, that's
not going to be very long. I know. I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm totally off.
You're going to miss this so-called free time that doesn't feel free.
You could go
yeah,
walking.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? Because everybody's
amazing.
Like, I've never not had a job before. I've always had, like, two jobs. I've always worked, like, 80, 90 hours. So everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go spend time with you. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is too many people.
William Matthews, hand sanitizer. I don't care how much you love them.
Yeah.
If you ever want to hide from them, if you ever want to hide from them, you could always come to Jersey.
I always
there
want
to
hide from
we should all
people.
Go to Jersey and go in there. And, you know, we should all, like, show up at his door and be like, you said we can come over.
It would be more likely that you guys would have to come visit me because I'm really terrible. Anybody who makes plans with me, they, 98% of the time, they know I'm going to cancel on them. Like, it's really that bad.
You're not allowed to flake on us.
Well, that's not good.
You do not have permission. You get back to the basement. You just got out of the basement. You'll be back in the basement.
I did go all the way to England to visit someone. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I had to travel by. I'm very codependent, that's just too much. Okay, so I was so afraid. I was so nervous, and I went on a plane once for work to go have some training down in Texas, and they did everything. And all I had to do was there show up and then sit where they told me to, so I've never had to be in charge of all that. And I'm not though I'm very in charge at work, I'm not very in charge of my own life. And I'm oh my God, I don't know. I'm going to die. I'm going to go on another plane. I'm going to end up in another country. Aww. It was ridiculous. And I did it. And I was so proud. And I made it to her. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. Everything's okay now. So
that is awesome. It's those little moments that almost stop us where we don't want to do it. And then you end up doing it, and it's so freeing. And so, that was that? That's awesome. And it just kind of changes your perspective. So that's what growth looks like, and that's awesome. I'm all excited. But I need to pass out because I have zero air, and I don't think I should talk very much longer. No, you are good. I love all of you. You guys are just fabulous. And same time next week, we just have to come up with something. I'm sure I'll toss something on there. I don't know. Whatever it is, it'll be something. And probably. That's the easiest thing, and I absolutely love it.
Caught you in the shower.
Caught something. Well, not COVID, because that's something. But, because that seriously, sweet, that, oh, hey, I didn't see you there, is really freaking hot, and it's going to linger, and so might as well make that a thing. So I will see you guys next week. I love you. Feel free to message me. I don't check my shit often because, quite frankly, I spend half my day half dead. But this was amazing, and you guys are awesome. So, good night.
Love you guys. Talk to you
there. Thank you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Stay sweet. Look.